Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
And let's see, this is Drew, it says, on line one.
Hi, Dean. It's Drew Carey.
Get out of here.
I swear to God, I can't believe they kept me on hold for so long and you're looking for a guest. I'm in Disney World.
This is really Drew Carey.
Yeah, it's really Drew Carey.
Get out of here.
I'm in Disney World.
Why I kept you on hold so long? Because I thought you were somebody goofing on us.
No, I'm at Disney World and I'm watching it on, I'm watching your show on TV. I guess you're owned by Disney.
Well, no, actually, we're not owned by Disney.
No, you know how on hotel rooms they have radio stations?
Yeah.
WGN.
At the
WCBS is on another station.
Yeah, at the Disney resorts. We're on the television system there.
Yeah.
And you're watching
I'm
the WGN channel, and you have us turned on, and you heard about our dilemma.
Yeah, I had you on while I was packing, and I heard you had your guest canceled, and I thought, well, I got nothing to do.
when I said if there are any celebrities listening,
I was already on hold when he said that.
Yeah, it said Drew on the phone line. I thought, well, you know, somebody's goofing around saying that they're Drew Carey. Someone's going to call up and do a bad Drew Carey impersonation.
Oh, no. No, it's me.
Holy smokes. This is very cool.
See, so I'm going to make up for all the celebrities.
I love your show.
Thank you. Well, yeah, especially now.
You
saved your ass.
You did. Well, there's that. Drew Carey's show is seen in syndication on our sister station, WGN Television.
Oh, no kidding.
Here in Chicago.
Oh, that's good.
It's on every night at 6:30. I watch it all the time. I've come to a couple of tapings of your show. That's how much I like
your
show.
Oh, have you? Don't you think?
Yeah, it's fantastic.
Oh, thanks.
And you are, you're just like one of the hottest guys on ABC right now.
I was on during sweeps, couple of sweeps ago when I was on Geppetto and everything. I was on 6 hours of prime time.
Yeah. I mean, you're one of the...
I was wondering if that was a record.
Besides Regis, I think you are probably the most seen person on ABC, right?
I beat Regis because he's only on for 3 hours. I was on 2 Millionaires. He's on 4 Millionaires that week, but I was on 2 Millionaires... plus an hour of Drew Carey because he had 1.5 hours of repeat, an hour of Who's Line, which is the funniest show on TV.
It is absolutely hilarious. Tell me how, I mean, I know that's a show that started in England.
Oh, yeah, it's a radio show in England.
Right, but you just were a fan of that show and decided to adapt it and bring it to American TV?
Well, you know what, I never watched it till Ryan Stiles got, he's on Who's Line, he plays Lewis on the Drew Carey show,
right.
So Ryan Stiles got cast on the Drew Carey show. Then he said, oh, I do the show Who's Line. I go, I heard about it on cable. And I never really watched it, and I watched it because he was on it. It's really funny. I don't know if you've never seen it, you have to watch it.
I watch it all the time. You know what? I'm not blowing smoke up your butt saying this to you. the American version, I think, is 100 times funnier. I don't know if it's...
The British producers think that the American version is better.
I think it's much funnier, and I don't know if it's the people that you have, Ryan Stiles, and the other comedians, the improvisational comedians whose names escape me, but the regular cast that you have on there are so hilarious.
Yeah, Ryan Stiles, Colin Mochrie, is the again Wayne Brady are always on the show. Wayne Brady does a lot of the music stuff, and then we rotate the fourth seat all the time. But those guys, those guys are so funny, and everybody says they like my show, and all I do is tell them what to do. I just read the stupid cards.
Yeah, but I think, you know, you have that, you're sort of the straight man for all of the madness that's going on.
Yeah, kind of, but, you know, that's all the funny stuff.
Yeah, well, it's essential, though. You know, you're feeding everybody just the right thing. How much preparation? Is there absolutely no planning for the improvisational community?
Oh, yeah, it's all made up. Well, you know,
they have no idea what's going to happen before
the performers don't, but it's really one of the most planned shows because everything that I read off the cards is planned ahead of time. And, like, we'll play games like a dating game where they, you know, try to guess, they give each guy a character to play. You know, and so they'll pretend they're on a dating game, and they'll give each bachelor a character to play, and you have to try to guess who they are.
Mm-hmm.
And we try to make the characters something that the performer will do well, and characters that will interact with each other and stuff like that. So that kind of stuff is well thought out, even though the performers don't know what they're going to do. None of the performers ever know what they're going to do.
It's amazing.
But that kind of stuff we try to plan out ahead of time. And then when, you know, if I'm going to do a hoedown, let's say, you know, and I ask for a hoedown suggestion from the audience, they yell out all kinds of different stuff, and I try to pick out something that we can use the best. So it's not like we're trying to kill ourselves up there. We're trying to be as funny as we can be.
May 21st, 2000. How nice a guy is that? Drew Carey is packing, getting ready to go to leave Disneyland, Disney World. He was in Florida, where we used to be piped into their audio systems there on their closed circuit TV system. He hears my dilemma. He calls up. I literally kept him on hold had to be 15, 20 minutes because I completely thought somebody's calling up and goofing around and we'll just take them in order. And my producer in my ear, my producer Scott Cameron at the time was in my ear telling me Drew Carey is on line five. And I'm telling him back on the intercom, there's no way Drew Carey is calling in on a Sunday morning to WGN in Chicago. It's really Drew Carey on line five. And I didn't believe him. And so I just took my sweet time and finally got around him. And look what a nice guy. He sat through my goofing around with people and gave me just the nicest interview there could possibly be. I've interviewed him several times since then. Always a nice guy. Always such a nice person.